Instead of clarity, interrogations of Confederate prisoners and deserters, as well as citizens in the area, were producing a panoply of conflicting evidence. Reports from McEntee and others that Lee's army was not on the move were followed by reports that he was moving. Fixing Longstreet's location became particularly vexing for Sharp. There were camp rumors that his corps had been joined by Pickett's division, when in fact Pickett was actually in the Richmond area. Another rumor arrived that a portion of Longstreet's corps had already reached Richmond, when it had not. Numerous sources, including McEntee in the Shenandoah Valley and Isaac Silver near Chancellorsville, still referred to as the old man in intelligence memos, reported to Sharp that Longstreet himself had joined Lee at his Orange Court House headquarters on the turnpike west of Fredericksburg by late April. Longstreet's corps, however, was reported to be everywhere, from Charlottesville in western Virginia to Sperryville northwest of Culpeper. Finally, on April 29th, McEntee telegraphed Sharp that a reliable citizen reported that Longstreet's force was in the neighborhood of Gordonsville in easy supporting distance of Lee. The citizen report turned out to be the accurate one. Longstreet's two divisions were in fact around Gordonsville, Virginia, on the Orange and Alexandria Railroad line southwest of Lee's Orange Court House headquarters. Though Sharp's picture of the position of Lee's forces was murky, it appeared clear to the Union spymaster that as Grant prepared to move against Lee, so too was Lee readying a move on Grant. The Confederate commander had orders read to his soldiers at a dress parade that if they were captured, they should not divulge the brigade or division to which they belonged, nor reveal where these units were located or moving to.